History of the Easter Bunny by Katherine Tuggan, illustrated by Sally Ann Lambert. On a snow cold day in a snug little house, a round old couple were making Easter eggs. The round old man glued insides out. The round old woman painted designs on some of the eggs. The rest dyed in glass cups while their little rabbits watched. There were eggs the color of daffodils and sort of new leaves and of robin's eggs and of violets. Day when the winter wind blew outside, the round old couple made baskets out of straw. They wove and twisted and braided the straw together while their little rabbits watched. On an early spring day, when the snow was melting and water trickled down the leaves, the round old couple made chocolate eggs. The round old woman melted the chocolate and the sugar and the butter on the stove. The round old man poured the chocolate into tiny molds and their little rabbit watched. One day when the sky was blue and the church bells rang and the whole world seemed new, everyone in the village said, "Happy Easter!" The round old couple brought every child a straw basket filled with Easter eggs. As they did every year, and their little rabbit watched. A year went by, and Easter came again. The straw baskets were on a table. The Easter eggs were in a big bowl. The chocolate eggs were carefully wrapped in foil, and a round old couple were fast asleep, but there was still work to be done. The little rabbit switched his nose and he hopped up onto the table and put the eggs into the baskets. It was magic. The little rabbit scooped up the baskets and hopped down the lane. He left one for every child in the village. He didn't think anyone saw him. The next year, the little rabbits colored the eggs and cooked the chocolates and wove the baskets and delivered them on Easter morning. The little rabbit made more baskets every year. The round old couple helped them. The little rabbits hopped all over the countryside, and the children knew the Easter Bunny came. One year, the round old couple could not help the little bunny rabbit anymore. They were so very, very old, and the rabbit knew he could not stay. and their snug little house anymore. Too many children was discovering his secrets. So the little rabbit found the perfect place to make his basket in the shadow-filled wood nearby. Only a rabbit could find the entrance. The rabbit set up one room for making chocolate eggs, one room for coloring eggs, and one room for weaving baskets. The little rabbit's friends came to help him. Now, every year on Easter morning, when the sky is blue and church bells ring and the world seems new, the Easter Bunny delivers his baskets. Perhaps he has left one for you. Happy Easter!